A Fortunate Universe, Life in a Finely Tuned Cosmos, written by Geraint F. Lewis and Luke A. Barnes, narrated by Geraint F. Lewis
and Luke A. Barnes,
forward by Brian Schmidt of the Australian National University. Forward. Like a Bach fugue, the universe has a beautiful elegance about it, governed by the laws whose mathematical precision is meted out to the metronome of time. These equations of physics are finely balanced, with the constants of nature that underpin the equations tuned to values that allow our remarkable universe to exist in a form where we, humanity, can study it. A slight change to these constants, and poof, in a puff of Gedanken experimentation, we have a cosmos where atoms cease to be, or where planets are unable to form. We seem to truly be fortunate to be part of our universe. A seemingly perfect rational argument to come to terms with this streak of good luck is that,
since we exist, we must therefore live in a universe where we can exist.
But this idea has at its heart the notion that ours is selected from a multitude of universes, and there is no evidence for or against such a construct of nature. Our universe is the only one we have, and this presents a remarkable problem for those of us who study it. Why is it the way it is? Science is founded on using ideas, often called theories, to make predictions. But what happens when, as with our universe, there is only one thing we can observe? Is a theory able to make a prediction when it is either right or wrong on one count? My colleagues Geraint and Luke, in A Fortunate Universe, take you on a tour of the cosmos in all its glory and all of its mystery. Along the way, you will learn about the fundamental equations of quantum mechanics that govern our existence, about the concepts behind energy and entropy, and don't be fooled by the description of Canberra, which has far more free energy in it than any Sydney sider will ever realize. And of course about gravity, which is the primary governor of the universe on planetary and larger scales. On your journey with Geraint and Luke, you will see that humanity appears to be part of a remarkable set of circumstances involving a special time around a special planet, which orbits a special star, all within a specially constructed universe. It is this set of conditions that has allowed humans to ponder our place in space and time. I have no idea why we are here, but I do know the universe is beautiful. A Fortunate Universe captures the mysterious beauty of the cosmos in a way that all can share. Brian Schmidt, Australian National University, Canberra. Preface. To a human, living on Earth feels just right. Of course, many of the human race face challenges such as poverty and sickness on a daily basis. But it can feel like our planet was made for us. We find ourselves in a neatly placed orbit around a stable, middle-aged star, with the strength of our bones nicely matched by the Earth's gravitational pull, allowing us to ramble freely over the planet.
There's oxygen to breathe, and we can power ourselves through the digestion of many tasty plants and animals that inhabit the surface.
We would last but a few seconds if we were dropped onto a neighbouring planet. We would be crushed and roasted on the surface of Venus, or left gasping and freezing in Mars's tenuous atmosphere. For humans, the Earth is a special place, a relative cosmic paradise, where the conditions are just right for life, including our human life. Over the past few centuries, we've come to discover how we came to be so nicely suited to conditions on Earth. Our physical properties, our bone structure, our organs, our senses, result from life continuously changing and evolving over the last 3.5 billion years, adapting to the conditions that surround us. The realization that the Earth is not unique changes our view of our place in the universe. Driven by the continual advancement of science, we have found that humans are part of the web of life, that the Earth is just one of a myriad of planets, and the Sun is but a boringly typical star. Our place in the universe is just like many, many others, and in no way unique. Peering more deeply into these scientific advances, examining the basic makeup of the universe, reveals that we are not as mediocre as it seems. The fundamental particles from which everything is constructed, and the fundamental forces that dictate interactions, appear to be fine-tuned for life. Minor tinkering with either would leave the universe dead and sterile. With every step forward in science, these fine-tuning issues have become more significant. We find ourselves questioning the nature of many of the things we take for granted, from the fabric of space and time to the mathematical underpinnings of the universe. At every level, we find our universe's ability to create and sustain life forms is rare and remarkable. The discussion of this cosmological fine-tuning for life has found a very broad audience, from philosophers and physicists in the halls of academia to religious believers who see the mysterious hand of the divine. It has captured the attention of the popular media and generated random frothings in various recesses of the internet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?